Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I tell y'all this all the time.
I hear that.
But you know, it's season here. I'm not worried about that. You were better off asking that during camp. So, but I'm locked in, man. I'm ready for the season to start. That time will come.
That's early September before the season began when Lamar was asked about his contract extension. Not a lot to say about it. Do you think what goes on in the field this year, Jeremy, impacts his contract extension?
No. I mean, because you know what he is. You know what he's capable of doing.
No, I mean, on his side, does he look at what's going on and say,
I don't want to be here?
Yeah. Or maybe use that as leverage. You know, you want me to sign this thing, let's do this, that, and that.
I think you could get some of the things that you wanted. You know, if let's say, for example, you weren't happy with the coaching and you wanted something to change, this would be the time a guy would have a little bit of leverage to say, this needs to happen. It would be up for the front office to decide if they want to go that route. I mean, he's a one of one, not just in the league, in NFL history. There's nobody like him. You can compare Michael Vick. You can compare Randall Cunningham.
No, you can't.
You can try.
You'll fail.
Yeah.
You'll fail.
He's already got more rushing yards than some running backs that we looked at. We were, man, that guy was so good. Yeah. He already has more rushing yards than them.
His rushing yards compared to Christian McCaffrey's.
Yes.
Who's a running back.
And on top of it, he has the highest quarterback rating in the history of the league. That's everyone. Everyone.
Everybody.
Yeah. When we get to these conversations, I feel like he could be the biggest jerk and sit here and tell them he wants this or that. Like people going, yeah, he's holding out because he doesn't want to get hurt right now, or he's staying out because he wants his extension. He's like, well, why wouldn't he have done that at the beginning of the year just to get it if that's what he wanted? If you were saying that with he made a business decision the year that he was going into free agency when he was injured.
I agree with that.
I would listen to you.
I would agree. I would go along with that. But now, like you said, like Jeremy said, Ed, we know who he is, so he doesn't need to make those kind of decisions. If he does have a season-ending injury, it's not going to impact how much money he makes on the extension. You know who Lamar Jackson is.
You know his value now. I mean, everybody in the league knows his value, so I don't believe anything in all these rules. People just generate this stuff, though. they do. They just generate. They make things up and go with it. You know, and it's part of my shovel today. It's not related to this, but kind of related.
You know what?
It's just annoying. People just make things up and put them online.
Because people don't, they can't just watch sports. They need a storyline.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Even though sports is a storyline.
But they want to create this story that goes when it's, it's the game.
Yeah.
You don't have to fabricate things to make it interesting. If you do, then don't watch. Watch the soap operas. It's a game. There's nothing behind it. I listen to some of the things people say that goes on in the Orioles clubhouse, and I'm laughing. And then I'm looking at a media member, and I'm like, I've never seen you before. How do you know what's going on in there? I've never seen you. I mean, so that's – if we just watch the sport and stop creating stories, then I think you won't have things like
that. Yeah, and I'm fascinated by people who do this because Jeremy brought up before, like, did you ever play a sport? If you ever played a sport – but particularly this sport, if you played football, you know what it's like at any level. Any level. I don't care if it's Pop Warner, high school, college. I played low-level college, high school, low-level college. I've had so many injuries from football. Broken noses, several concussions. I had an inflamed liver in college. I got hit in the side. It was unbelievably painful. All kinds of stupid injuries from just playing football, you know, as basically as a young kid into, you know, my 20s.
What do you think it's like in the NFL? I mean, think about all the kids die. I hate to say it, but they die during some training camp or stuff in this country.
And
it's a different sport, man.
It's why I bring it up. And to say that when I say, have you ever played this sport or any sport for that matter? We were talking injuries, right? Like,
yeah.
To question someone's fortitude, like their will to play, or their soft. If you've never had that injury or been through it, I ain't listening to you, man.
No.
Like, because like you hear turf toe and you're going, ah, it's a toe. Like, come on. It's one of the worst foot injuries you could possibly have.
Yeah.
It's so painful.
Think about it. I mean, we've all had stuff. Rob's had gout. I've had plantar fasciitis. I've had the stress fracture. I don't know if you had any foot injuries.
I had a yeast infection.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you can't walk. You can't walk.
Yeah.
Period. That's it.
Yeah.
It's like, so I mean, I don't know how people can say these things. And they say it.
Because they need a story.
They need a story.
It's well, just... it's either needing a story or needing a scapegoat.
But the guy over, I heard the whole Brock Purdy thing. You know, coming to work. I'm like, come on, man, really? It was kind of mocking the the injury. I'm like,
yeah. The toe.
Yeah.
And this,
it's Jonathan Ogden. Is anybody bigger or tougher than him?
And yesterday he even said the fact. And this is what drives me nuts. It's like. Yeah, who else had turf toe and they're out for the... Oh, Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's turf toe. He's out. Yeah. He's out 3 to 4 months or whatever, 6 months, whatever it may be. And he's going, see, he's got turf toe and it's an injury where you had to have surgery. You're not having surgery. Do you think it stops hurting when he has surgery? Like, is that what you think? Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's just so...
Or it's not serious enough?
It's just so dumb, man. And again, when people start questioning athletes and are you being a man? I see so many people go, this is what you get paid for. You need to get out there and play. Shut up. What are you talking about? You want a guy to play while he's injured?
He can't. It's not even, how many times have we say hurt and injured are two different things. You play hurt pretty much every week. And people play really hurt. Look what Baker Mayfield did with the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
He played really hurt. He was actually injured, but he played with a lot of pain. A lot of guys do it. When you're injured, you can't physically perform. Your body doesn't work anymore. Period. You can't do it. It's like, I don't know what people don't understand.
Let's go to Columbia and get Greg. What's up, Greg?
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to comment on Mr. Jeremy mentioned that the rookie Browns quarterback has a daunting task against the veteran defensive coordinator of the Vikings. And how I look at it is, if you think about it, who's more predictable? The rookie quarterback, you don't know exactly what he's going to do with the Browns. The Vikings coordinator has been around for a while, so he's kind of more predictable. I think the Browns have a chance against the Vikings.
Okay. Is that it?
I think they do too. Okay.
The predictability.
Is it Dylan Gabriel?
Yeah, because I said that he was saying. I guess your thought process here is because they ain't seen him at this level means he's got all the tricks. No, they're going to confuse his ass with different defensive looks. They're going to send pressure.
Same
they're going to fake pressure.
Yeah. It's not baseball. We haven't seen this pitcher before.
Right.
So we don't know what he's throwing. No, this is football.
When I screened the call, he was actually, well, Jeremy doesn't know that. Not every quarterback struggles against a defensive coordinator. And I was like,
he's right.
All right, Craig.
He's right. I'm just using analytics to say, yeah, I'm probably right.
So. At 100 times.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.